As a very, very amateur basketball player myself, I'm keen to talk to my next guest in studio. He is, well, he's not an amateur by any stretch of the imagination. He's a former pro basketballer, played for the Taipans in the NBL. He's also the host of The Sideline View on 4CA each Saturday. Matt Smith, welcome to The King Review.
Thanks, Gab. That's a very, very lovely, lovely introduction. Did you know you can still be mediocre and professional?
You sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because you sound very confident when you say it that way, Mr. Smith. The reason I mention basketball is to talk about the Taipans, but most specifically, they have a new coach. No one quite knows what happened with Mike Kelly. He went from winning Coach of the Year to Wooden Spooner, and then he got the boot, or something happened. He had time left on his contract, but he's no longer at the helm of the Taipans. We have a new coach. His name is Adam Ford. He was at the Sydney Kings in the very disrupted season we've just had due to COVID. So Adam Ford is coming to Cairns to run the Taipans. Your thoughts, Matt, on his coaching style? How do you think he'll fit? How will he be different to Mike Kelly?
Well, he had pretty good success in Sydney with a roster that was sort of decimated by injuries and had to come back for the Andrew Bogut retirement. And he got them within one game of the playoffs in the end, which was quite a feat for a first-year head coach. He's coming out of the Perth Wildcats program. He was there for sort of 11 years, and obviously they've got sustained excellence, so you'd hope some of that would rub off on him. In terms of style, like Mike Kelly, when Mike Kelly got hired, I was very effusive in my praise of Mike. I'd played against him, and he is the loveliest guy on the world and a great tactician and thinker of a game. Not to say that Adam Ford isn't, but Adam Ford's a very rah-rah coach. You know, he's going to get on guys. He's going to get the crowd involved. He'll get the players involved. And when you're dealing with a younger team, which the Taipans are, like a great deal of their core is well under 30, you do need that extra bit of passion. And maybe that's what the board was looking for, because he will be, you know, up in their face. If they're not doing it right, they're going to hear about it. If they're doing it well, they're going to hear about it. I think they're just going to hear about it.
I've seen Adam Ford in some of the huddles. You know, you watch him on TVs and timeout, and you're absolutely right. He doesn't hold back. He's fairly straightforward. He's not backwards in coming forwards talking to the players.
No, and it just depends on how your players react to that sort of thing. You know, there's different guys like different styles, and I think Mike obviously ran into a position where perhaps his style wasn't cutting through anymore, and the gamble is that Adam Ford's will. And you know, he's a very dapper gentleman. He's always in suits and with
very
that
stylish.
With a fantastic beard, so and he'll be entertaining, so I think that's good.
It'll be very interesting to see. I was keen as well to hear from you about the roster. There's already been a number of re-signing. My question or concerns would be, Taipan's got the Wooden Spoon this year. It feels and looks like they've rehired a lot of the same players. Now, yes, there's a new coach, but are we, and there are some more signings no doubt to come, are we going to get a different result with basically the same squad?
Well, it's, I guess, a bit like a prime ministership. You change the coach, you change the country. So it'll be a different schematic in terms of where they're going to try to get their points from, how their defenses will work. So same players in a different scheme is a completely different player. Okay. I guess you're looking at, you know, do you lean on Nate more now because after he had that
sensational
finish to the season, like he just
incredible.
really turned it on. Is he able to carry a team right the way through? There's going to be an additional import this year, so they've got the three imports back. The other thing, and this is probably deep diving into basketball nerd stuff, is obviously the Jack Jumpers are coming in next year, which is an additional team. So you need to shore up your players.
Now, I saw that name. Now, this is the Tasmanian team. The Jack... What the hell is a Jack Jumper?
It is a vicious type of ant.
And that's the name of their basketball team?
Yeah, look, a lot of us were disappointed.
That's putting it mildly. I was like, what the hell is... Is this some kind of Hungry Jack sponsorship vibe? But no, it's an ant.
It's vicious.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it won't stack up against the Taipan if we're going to lure the jungle. But anyway, okay, so again, yes, extra team in the league. You need to lock down your roster.
Protect your players because it obviously dilutes the numbers by a bit. I mean, Perth Wildcats are currently being gutted by the Jack Jumpers. They've lost like three players. And even our very own Fabian Krizlovich is rumoured to be signing there shortly as well.
So Steindl from Wildcats
Steindl,
is down
Norton,
there.
Yeah, quite a few of them have made that trek east and south. Look, Hobart versus Perth? probably say in Perth, but that's, you know, everyone has their own
their own take on it. And so, like you said, so we will get another import. There's an import yet to be signed for Cairns. No word on Space Cam.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, Space Cam will no doubt wait to see how the NBA free agency period and the draft pans out. He did a really great job over there in when he's in a short stint with Houston. I guess the thing is, and I heard from a lot of people sort of saying, oh, well, how does he go over there and do that after he sort of left? But that's, you get an NBA contract, and that's generational money.
Absolutely.
You know, his grandkids will be set up because of this. So you can't stand in the way of somebody achieving that goal. Yeah,
absolutely. And he looked very natural. He was very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, he's built for it.
He's built for the NBA. Now, Scott Machado, disappointing. And again, whether this was a coaching thing or a team fit, I don't know. Nate Jawa certainly stepped up. He was incredible. I feel that Machado lost the plot a little bit. Is he going to be able to come back strong?
I think so. He's obviously a professional. I think last year was just weird. Yeah. Weird and hard. You know, he's a New York native, family in Brazil, both areas decimated by COVID. So that would have been playing on his mind all year. Mm. You can't get back. You know, like when, as much as you don't want it to, off-court obviously affects on-court. And if you've got all that running around in your head anyway, switching it off is would be really, really difficult. And I'm not speaking from a position of knowledge. I haven't spoken to him about it. Mm. But if you just look at the scenario he was in, it would have been just really hard every day to get up and compete at that level when you're checking in on family.
Yeah, would have been an absolute nightmare. You're right there. When is the NBL back?
I'm told October, so that's pretty quick turnaround.
Very quick turnaround.
We've got the Olympics coming up in July, and we've got a little bit of a local flavour there. In Aaron Baines is off to run around in Tokyo in front of no people, but regardless.
Now, quick word, Ben Simmons, what the hell's going on there?
He's a bit of an enigma, our boy Ben.
I saw the gossip row. I mean, not that I follow the gossip rags, but I must confess I did see him snogging his new squeeze at Wimbledon. So it's like you can't come to the Olympics because you want to focus in the off season to lift your game in the NBA, and yet you're sort of gallivanting with the VIPs at Wimbledon.
I wonder, and once again, don't know Ben, but if he basically got blamed for that Philadelphia loss.
He did.
Like, he got blamed. The entire United States
slammed.
Looked at him and just went, no, that's your fault. And I just wonder if he felt that going to the Olympics, and if Australia failed in the Olympics, all of Australia is then going to look at him and go, hey, man, that's your fault. And then you've got two countries that don't like you. That's a bit too much. It's a lot when you're 23, you know?
It's a lot on your shoulders. Yeah. It's a shame because it was with someone like him in the lineup, you would think a serious chance at this much long-awaited, much-desired medal. But anyway, Matt Smith, host of The Sideline View. What have you got on the show tomorrow?
Oh, it's local derby weekend. So we've got the Pride
versus the
Blackhawks up here. Apparently, never beaten the Blackhawks in Cairns, which is, I read that this morning, it was wild because they've been winning premierships and all sorts of good things, the Pride in the past. And
yes,
to have never achieved that is different. But they're very close on the ladder. And the Pride really need this win after what happened down south in Brisbane a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
And in the Marlins and the Dolphins in NBL 1, they're headed down to Townsville to take on the Fire. So that's another North Queensland dust-up, and hopefully we'll get a couple of wins in there as well.
We'll get some bragging rights, Cairns v Townsville, over the next couple of days. Catch Matt on The Sideline View from midday Saturdays on 4CA. Thanks for your time, Matt.
No worries, Gav. Cheers.